this is woodblock printmaker David Ball. Welcome again to my Story Week website. Here we are with story number 285, Character Analysis. Yet another story about printmaking today. Can you stand it? But unlike last week's imaginary tale, this one is real. This one is from the mid-90s, back during the decade during which I made the prints in the Hyakunin Ishu Poetry Series. Every year of that series, I held an exhibition in January, at which I displayed the prints made to date, specifically highlighting the ones produced in the year just past. Most years, I also set up a jitsuen corner, a demonstration corner, where I set up my printing bench and some tools, and did some show-and-tell printing whenever enough people gathered around to watch. It was always a lot of fun. I sat on a mat on the floor, and people would surround me, the ones in front crouched down, the ones in the back standing up. On busy days, I could see nothing but this wall of people all the way around me. As each demonstration began, everybody always fell silent, assuming that I needed to be able to concentrate on what I was doing. I always soon put a stop to that by beginning to chat, telling jokes or tales, and encouraging a free-for-all conversation to take place. It was much more fun that way. So one day this was underway and a number of people in the crowd turned out to have come to the show together. They were a printmaking hobby group, perhaps studying at a local community center. With this more knowledgeable group at hand, I felt free to talk in more detail about what I was doing. And at one point I started to spout off about my Baron. This tool, very expensive and made by a specialized craftsman, is the heart and soul of our craft. Without a true Hombaren, I could not make good prints, etc., etc. I then went on to say, the printer must tie the Baron cover himself, and I paused for a dramatic effect. If you were to show me a printer's Baron, I could tell you all about the man himself. Is it tied neatly? Tightly, with nice, well-shaped curves, a man's personality will show in his Baron tying. A beautifully tied Baron will tell me all I need to know about him, and I don't need to even look at his prints. I know they will be beautifully made. At this point, a number of these guests looked back and forth at each other. Something in what I had just said had obviously affected them. A moment later, one of them reached into his bag, brought out a Baron, and handed it to me for inspection. I was stunned into silence. It was magnificent, absolutely perfect in every way. It was tied far more beautifully than I myself was capable of, and perhaps even more well done than Goto-san, the Baron maker, himself could do. "Is this yours?" I asked the man, and he nodded in agreement. But by this point, the other members of the group could no longer contain themselves and begin to laugh and call out such things as, "Hey, Suzuki-san, show him some of your magnificent prints." And amid general laughter, the story came out. These hobbyists were, of course, struggling with their Baron time, as indeed most amateur printmakers do. But one man, who had no particular skill at printmaking, did have a knack for Baron time. He practiced and practiced, became very good at it, and became the official Baron tire for the entire group. None of the rest of them did their own. They just passed it to him. So everybody in the group, no matter how good or bad at printmaking they may be, always had a magnificently tied Baron. And the man who could tie so well no longer even bothered to do any printing himself. It was all exactly the reverse of what I had so eloquently described to them. Well, it was all in fun, so no harm done, but I no longer make that claim. Show me the Baron, and I will tell you all about the man. And perhaps now that I think about it, looking at my own Baron, it's just as well.